All right. So made me think about when Pat was talking about deflection is I'm sure everybody on this phone has experience working with a predator. And yeah, that's what the predator does. He always is deflecting, never wants to take responsibility, and always makes everything's your fault. Now, that doesn't mean exactly. So that doesn't mean we can't work with a predator, but you got to know the animal. Because I've learned how to work with a couple of them, but they're not always fun to work with. But sometimes once everybody comes to a correct agreement, you can work. But it's got to be in writing and it has to be a correct agreement. And you got to close the loopholes. Yeah. Anyhow, so last week we had the list. This week we have the temptation of not doing the list. I think I need to update my email list because I think we have some new people and we're missing a couple. I'm missing a couple of emails because I set a couple of assignments out this week. So in lieu of if you didn't get the assignments I sent out, I'm going to read a part of Susie's assignment about the list. Susie's been around for 16 years. I've been around for somewhere around 15.5 to 16.5 years. We've lost count, but about the same amount of time. So we've got experience with being overwhelmed by the list. Going into bankruptcy, everything is overwhelming. So wherever you're at on the path here, been there, done that. Been overwhelmed, wanted to run from the list, wanted to... and then there's the times I thought the list was some magical thing, which it's nothing magical about the list other than stick with it and do it, and God has a plan. And there's just things that I can't control. There's just stuff I can't control. And so it's not mine to do. I have to admit, yeah, we didn't know how many millions of dollars I owed, which we can laugh about today, but it was no laughing matter at the time. And then some of my debt literally evaporated, and not just in bankruptcy, some of it just literally evaporated, disappeared. Now I couldn't do that. I couldn't make it disappear. I couldn't make it go away. But every day I just had to keep, and I had to always keep assuming that it was going to come back somewhere along the line. And some did and some didn't. And as I say, some of it evaporated. So my point is you stick to the list. You do what you can do. God has a plan. And we do the list. And sticking to it and sticking to what needs to be done. And also the list. We can get all sideways with the list. I know I can. And to me, the biggest part of the list is the triangle. And I think sometimes we miss that, mind, body, spirit. So, and it's taking care of all three. It's not neglecting our body, but spending all day in prayer. And it's not spending all day in prayer and neglecting our list. And it's not exercising our mind in ways. And our mind is never properly exercised if our body isn't exercised and we're getting blood flowing to our brains. Anyway, just kind of an exclamation point from last week. And now that I've gone eloquently here. What I'm going to read actually is just the last part of Susie's assignment. And it says this, as time goes on, I work on ways to compress time and minimize wasted time. When I reflect back when I started working with Pat 16 years ago, I can accomplish much more in a day now than when I first started working with the Ready Corp. At that time, I thought I was maxed out with work. And I can say amen to that. Exactly. So if that's where you're at, that's where you're at. Don't worry. There's a path through. It's been quite an eye-opener to how much more I can accomplish working with God. I've learned not to get stuck in disturbance, second-guessing and wasting time, or dimension-jumping, letting my mind wander, imagining what the future will be, which is never positive or inspiring. I've learned to do daily assessments, two-degree adjustments, to keep me on track with my list. I've also learned that prayer, reading scripture, meditating, preparing are all key to maintaining an accurate list and to inspire me to work on doing a better than my best. Ralph Waldo Emerson, without ambition, one starts nothing. Without work, one finishes nothing. The prize will not be sent to you. You have to win it. You know, and then she says this, I love what Pat said, pray and ride the miracle. That has been an amazing, miraculous ride. And I can also say amen to that as well. Two scriptures in light of that, because it ultimately takes a miracle. 2 Peter 1:3, his divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. See, it's his divine power. Through the power of his Holy Spirit, through the knowledge of him who has called us to his own glory and excellence. It's God's calling. It's God's work. He's got to do it. Faithful. There's another scripture that says, faithful he is he who has called you, who will also do it. 2 Timothy 1:9, who saved us, speaking of God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, and called us to a holy calling, not because of our works, not because I got it all together. Man, I had nothing together. But because of his own purpose and grace. He's got a plan. He's got a purpose. He's got a list for you. And your list isn't my list, and mine's not yours, which he gave us in Christ Jesus before the ages began. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for this morning and just the quick lessons and even here, just in light of people deflecting and what that looks like. And we see it. And sometimes we can even find ourselves doing it. We want to deflect responsibility. And ultimately, it's just much easier to take responsibility, get over it, take it, and move on. It's just much easier to live life that way. So we thank you as we go into today, the temptation of not doing the list. And Lord, yes, there's always that temptation to just do what I want to do. And the devil wants to take hold of that and get us enticed with all sorts of shiny things that have nothing to do with what we really got to be about today. The people, places, and wonderful things that you've placed in our lives. And we get to do the list today. That is the blessing, that we get to do it. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for this time. We pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Yep, it's serious stuff, guys. Walking with the Lord, being about people, places, and things. You know, if you want to, you can look all around you, and you can see people who are super-duper successful, and they're all about money, property, and prestige, and they have it. And, you know, their lives are ultimately empty. I was listening, I don't remember here who said this, but recently I was listening to somebody and they were talking about how they know a lot of billionaires that all they can think about, you know, if they got 1 billion, all they can think about is the next billion. Or if they got 10, they need 20 or whatever it is. They have to keep having more and they have to keep showing what they can do. But our list comes from the Lord. Way different list, because it's about people, places, and things that God has put in our life. So the guy that has the billion and he's going for the second, his family might just be a complete disaster. So we have the opportunity to be about everything that God's put in our under our hands, though he's gifted to us, the things we get to do that we can't do, because there's no way, as Pat said, if the list is from the Lord, it's impossible to do it without God. And that's good that it's impossible to do it without the Lord, because what does it do? It drives us to him, it drives us to our knees, and it drives us, Lord, I can't get all this done, I can't. I need you. I need the power of your Holy Spirit so that I can get what you want me to do today completed, the tasks at hand. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. Glad songs of salvation are in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. The right hand of the Lord exalts. The right hand of the Lord does valiantly. I shall not die, but I shall live and recount the deeds of the Lord. The Lord has disciplined me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Thank God. We've all experienced God's discipline in our life, but he doesn't give us over to death. He says, here, let's go. Let's get back up. Let's get back to work. Anyway, let's pray. Father, we thank you for a list that we get to do. And we thank you for the many, 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 many gifts that you've bestowed us with. I mean, it's just, when you really think about it, it's just incredible what you've done and what you're doing and what you continue to do, from just the gift of salvation that we couldn't earn. We couldn't figure out what steps we had to take. We just had to rely solely on the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you that he rose again from the dead to prove that he'd done it. So now we can walk with him and with you and have a life that has true meaning and success, because it's about what you've given us to do today. We thank you for this morning. We thank you for the time to be together. And we do pray these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.